just on the night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go, as you shoot across the sky.
It's a chick thing.
Wow, those bagels really hit
you. It's got to be a chick thing with that song.
That is the best Katy Perry song ever.
I think so.
I love it.
Oh, no, I like the other one. Can you find the other one? You know which one I like.
One?
The
other one. I Kissed a Girl
and
I Like It.
That was the original.
I like the fireworks song.
I like the fireworks song, too.
Have you seen the video for that, the fireworks?
It's a good one.
Oh, it's so good.
She's got a bunch of other songs in the middle.
Watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
California Girls, I Kissed a Girl, Hot and Cold, Waking Up in Vegas, Teenage Dream.
Teenage Dream, they said, is going to win something. I don't know.
Snoop Dogg. What?
Snoop Dogg.
California Girls.
California Girls is good, too. But, you know, if you're in Seattle, how do you relate to that? Or if you're in Rhode Island, like, really? Like
Washington Women.
There's so many California honeys. Songs already, though.
Yeah.
I like the fireworks song.
Yeah, I like the fireworks song too. So maybe we can get more of that. Okay, we're getting ready. We're all fired up on bagels and coffee and all those good things.
Water.
For you. Yeah, you know. And then we actually having people come in from the studio and ignore the red light. That's a no-no in radio. Like when the red light's on outside the studio, you're not supposed to come in. So I was just telling like Eric Cream is in a meeting. So when he's done, just come in. Forget the red light. Just
interrupted
walk in.
The meeting.
You invited Big Cream in. Well, that's what I call him. I call him Big Eric.
He's in charge
He's two Erics.
He's
got the
in
big
charge.
Eric and got the little Eric.
Yeah.
So
who's
Big Cream?
The little Eric?
The other Eric that was here.
Oh, he's the man. Okay.
Or
yeah.
E1 and E2.
E1 and E2. Okay. So, you know, of course, we're not going to talk about the Super Bowl. So I'm just going to blow by that.
Valerie's mad.
Yes, you are.
We're not going to talk about it.
All Seattle's mad.
Yeah. But we are going to talk about the Oscars nominations that came out today for a little bit. And the reason we're going to talk about them, because there are some outstanding and very, very powerful movies. As someone that grew up with a stutter, and that was me, I grew up with a stutter, and many people don't understand what a stutter is. Every once in a while on radio, if I'm really nervous, you'll hear, look, I just did it. Did you hear it right there? Wow. I will repeat myself. And so the way I kind of got out of it at radio is I did a lot of ums. And then, of course, Benny was like, what was with all the ums? So I got rid of the ums. But one of the things that's part of this is everybody's attraction to this movie. So Valerie is going to take us through with me.
I'll help you out.
With Benny. We're going to go through the Oscars. But, you know, before we do, what is up with the 10 movies?
Valerie's already got a question. Valerie!
My hand's already up. We talked about all the nominations last year because that was the first year that they did that.
The 10 movies.
Yeah, the 10 movie. Was it 10 last year? It was ridiculous.
It was 10 last year.
I think it was, something ridiculous. But can we talk about who's hosting the Oscars first?
Yeah, let's talk.
Anne Hathaway and what's his name? James Franco?
Hmm.
I don't understand why.
I don't know where they made that decision from.
I don't understand. I don't understand that at all.
I have a campaign.
Yeah,
I actually
Billy
have
Crystal.
I have a T-shirt that says, "Bring Billy Crystal back."
Bring Billy back.
I'm creating a T-shirt.
Bring Billy back.
I don't think he wants to do it. It's too much pressure. He said, and he doesn't want to do it.
Really?
He came out and said, "It's so much work. It's so much pressure. It's too stressful." He did say that. He came out and publicly said that. But why are they hosting? Who are these people?
Well, I know who James Franco is.
Well, yeah, he's adorable.
But he's a great actor in a lot of ways. And so is Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
But maybe they're funny. Maybe they're going to be funny.
They're not going to be funny at all.
Well, maybe they don't want funny. Don't you think? Maybe not.
They'll probably throw in some stuff, though.
I have to tell you, the Golden Globe Awards were really just bad. Yeah. I mean, I am not into putting people down like that.
No.
If you're going to put people down, hire Chelsea Lately. Come on. I mean, if that's what your show is about.
Who was it last year? It was Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin. Didn't they host the Oscars last year?
They're funny guys.
It was great.
Pretty funny.
I think that was last year. It might have been the year before, but I think it was last year. Anyway, it's funny and it should be funny and entertaining.
Should
what
be
are
entertaining,
they gonna do?
But Anne Hathaway? It shouldn't be cruel. It shouldn't be cruel.
Oh no!
See,
the
I'm not into
cruel. The Golden Globes, they can get away with that because they drink there. The Oscars, that
is that right?
Lucky.
Well, yeah, they always have the champagne bottles on the tables, and it's way more relaxed. Award ceremony. Mm-hmm. The Oscars are like the award
premier
show.
Award
I mean,
show.
It's that they're not. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna. Nobody's gonna cut anybody down on that.
All right, so let's talk movies to kick it off.
Sure.
There are 10 of them.
Best Picture.
I have heard of maybe 5 of them, but let's talk about these 10.
I've seen maybe one of them.
I've seen 2.
I'm actually going to see King's Speech. I'm
oh, no,
see.
I've seen 3. Never mind.
I am actually going to see King's Speech, what do you call it, Fighter.
You went and saw The Fighter?
No, I am going to see
it.
I'm
going to go see Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so what are these 10? How to Train Your Dragon? What is that? Is that an animation?
Yeah, animation
movie. Alice in Wonderland.
Wait, are you looking for Best Picture?
What am I on the wrong page?
Okay, for Best Picture, I have Black Swan,
Where
The
Fighter,
win? Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network,
The Fighter,
Toy Story 3, that was at the top, True Grit, and then Winter's Bone. Those are for Best Picture. That's for the nominations I have.
Oh, I was on the wrong page. Then.
Okay,
I don't
that's
know
cool.
what page I was
so,
on.
So at the leading vote getters right now, the major nods, you have The King's Speech and The Fighter. So those are the top two right
why
now.
Why is The Social Network in there?
Come on, really?
Well, I'm asking
oh, yeah.
you why.
Oh, I thought you said why was it even vote, or, Best Picture. I think you're right. I think it shouldn't be in there.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, and it wasn't worth putting in
it,
the Best
but
Picture.
I don't like
but it.
It
won all the Golden Globes. What does that say about
That's
our culture,
That's because of
though?
Facebook and what it does.
It's ridiculous.
Well, what about...
They all
what
liked
does it,
it
say about our culture, though?
They liked it. They clicked on like.
Is that how it won? Is that so?
No, it's
is that
just
really
how Facebook
true?
Does their thing.
Oh, that was your show.
No.
You can unlike it if you want.
Do you know, we're having a meeting today at 1. We're having a meeting today at 1.
Okay, okay.
Mary and Oliver are corralling me at 1. They are like, we are going to drag you into the 21st century. Okay?
You're there.
No, oh, I have...
You
16 different Facebook pages. You're not supposed to have 16 different pages.
You just have one.
Well, oh, thank you. How did I know?
One for you and your show.
How did I know?
You can have links from that one and then
That's what they're
going
to help me with today.
Okay.
I'm really good on Twitter, though, except I don't tweet, so I have to get into that. But let's talk about these nominations. You
ready to see The Social Network?
I don't want to see it. I'm not interested.
I think it's
in
worth
seeing
but it's not worth a nomination, that's for sure.
Okay.
The only movie from that list I saw was The Kids Are All Right.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That I liked. I like that movie.
Julianne Moore, I adore her. Adore her. Yeah. I love her.
So stop making fun of her out there. You know, like what is that? That host for the Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is up with all of that?
The Englishman.
Okay, so I want to know.
No one cares to remember his name.
I want to know.
He's funny.
What your picks are. What are your picks?
For Best Picture, I'm going to go with The Fighter.
Black Swan.
Big fan of, you know, the old Mark Wahlberg. He still
does
great films.
We always do this, everybody.
Yeah.
So we all pick, and then I try to pick right, but I never
I think
did.
I was like 5 for 7 last time.
You were the winner.
I was 0 for 100.
No, you had at least one in there. I know you did.
One for 100.
No, you were next, and I was like almost nothing. I was like almost nothing.
I'm going with The Fighter.
Are you going to go with The Fighter?
Black Swan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard both stories on like it's a love it or hate it movie. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with The King's Speech.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be my pick.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
We got this on tape.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
why don't
I write it down? I'm not going to write it down.
Okay.
Forget about it.
All right. So, good. All right. So, when we come back from break, we'll go through. And we'll talk. Okay. So, who do you think was completely left out in the actor category? Completely a shock to me. Shocking.
Leonardo.
Besides him.
Oh.
Shocking.
Don't give it away.
Shocking.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
That's a tease.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery. Offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Erna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N-wellness.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We'll be young forever.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, the first hour of Dr. Pat Show, we're having bagels and Oscars. Thanks, Bagels Docs, thanks to Bagel Oasis. And Oscars thanks to Benny, Valerie, and I. We do this every year for those of you that are wondering. And then coming up, Dr. Freedom and Chow, we're going to talk boundaries. But let's, okay, so we all had our pick about the movie. All right, actor in a leading role.
Everyone's looking at me.
My disappointment?
I'm not nominated.
Okay.
Sorry.
There are two
people. Isn't James Franco nominated?
There are two people.
Yes.
That
and he's hosting.
Yes.
There are two people not on the list. Two people not on the list for me. Mark Wahlberg.
Which I was shocked.
One. I was shocked.
Surprised.
Shocking.
Yep.
Shocking. Mm-hmm. And Leonardo DiCaprio, but he didn't even make the Golden Globes.
He was okay. I think the movie Inception was a great idea, the whole entire plot. I mean, it had me stuck, but it wasn't all that. Like, I've seen him do that role a couple times over, so it's like, all right, dude, I need something else from you.
All right, go back to Gilbert Grape, then, and
let's
do one
Gilbert
of those.
Grape?
Oh!
I love that!
I love
or,
it!
Or Basketball Diaries?
But Gilbert, what's eating Gilbert Grape?
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, sorry.
Everybody should have been nominated
trip down memory
for that.
Lane.
Okay,
yes.
So let's pick it, because we got a few minutes here, but, okay, who are you picking?
Best
Javier,
actor?
Javier Bardem in Beautiful, mm-hmm. Jeff Bridges in True Grit, mm-hmm. Jesse Eisenberg in Network.
No. Nope.
Colin Firth in The King's Speech or James Franco in 127 Hours?
I'm going to go with Colin Firth in The King's Speech.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. True Grit. Okay.
Mm. Did he win, though, last year for Best Actor?
Yeah, he did, but that doesn't mean anything.
Mm. Winning back to back is tough.
I'm going to go with Colin Firth.
Okay.
Yeah, because I totally related to that. He made that role about stuttering very believable to me, somebody who stuttered. All right, Best Supporting Role.
What about Best Actress?
Well, it doesn't go. That's not the order I got.
Oh.
But okay.
I was just figuring you'd go from actor to actress.
All right, go ahead and go
to actress. All right, let's go with actress. Yeah. Annette Bening for The Kids Are All Right. Mm-hmm. Nicole Kidman in Rabbit Hole. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone.
No, this is tough.
Natalie Portman, mm-hmm. who I think does an exceptional job in Black Swan. We've heard, mm-hmm. you know, stories on whether you, for me, I've heard opinions. It's a movie you either hate it or love it.
Right.
And then Michelle Williams for Blue Valentine.
Yep, that's the way I feel. Love it or hate it. That's the way I feel about Toy Story 2.
You mean three?
There's so many out there.
100.
It's nominated. I think it's up here for
no, it's best film. Yeah.
Yeah, catch up to the Rocky, right.
Well,
Rocky series.
As history shows us, the more publicity and the more hype you get around a movie, you don't win. And so I have a feeling, it hasn't been that way since Lord of the Rings. Seriously.
Right.
And that's my opinion. Right. And so I don't think, I picked Black Swan, but I don't think that they're going to take away a lot of awards.
Who are you going to pick for the actress here?
Well, I didn't see The Rabbit Hole, but I hear Nicole Kidman is amazing in that movie.
Absolutely.
Like, I want to see that movie. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think people are going to give it to Annette Bening.
No way.
Natalie Portman, you saw Black Swan, right?
I did not.
No, you did not. People that see it, that even don't like it, say that she is to die for. That was actually a Nicole Kidman.
Well, when it's becoming like a bit on the actor and actress, is it really, do they take the idea of the movie out and focus on the actual presentation of what the actor or actress is doing at that point?
I think she made that movie. Sorry.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Do you really think it's believable, or that's the tough call?
I think she made the movie.
Rather than the hype.
Made the movie.
I'm going to go with Annette Bening.
All right. Go ahead.
Nicole Kidman.
Kidman for Best Actress.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, just to break the ice, I'll pick Natalie Portman.
Just because you want to throw it in.
Can I just say I got all kinds of text messages during that commercial break saying the fighter's going to win?
Really?
Can I say that?
No. Okay, so let's say the audience. Okay, so the listenership gets the fighter. So let's write the fighter down for the listeners.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right.
Works for me.
All
okay,
right.
Now on to your best supporting actress.
Actor.
Go for it. Oh, actor, actress.
Actor.
Go for it.
Christian Bale in The Fighter.
No, sorry, not a
John
fan of
Hawks
him.
In Winter's Bone. Jeremy Renner in The Town. Oh, he was scary in that. Mark Ruffalo in The Kids Are All Right. And Jeffrey Rush in The King's Speech.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Jeffrey on that one. I don't like that group.
Keep losing my necklace.
I'm sorry. I don't like that group. I don't know.
Okay. Benny, he's walking out. we got phone calls coming in. I'm going to pick... I think Christian Bale.
Mm-mm.
Jeffrey Renner was scary in the town. He was scary. Okay.
Can you go from playing Batman to winning an Oscar?
Yeah, you can.
I don't know. Okay.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because what Christian Bale did on the set a while ago, I forgot which movie where he kind of blew up.
Oh, he flipped out.
Come
yeah.
on, dudes. Really?
Okay. All right.
It wasn't. He's lost a little
respect.
I'm
going to go for Jeffrey Rush.
I like Jeffrey Rush.
I like him too.
All right, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's voting for Jeremy Renner 2 years in a row now.
No.
Okay, so who do we have for supporting role actress?
We have Amy Adams in The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter in The King's Speech.
I love her.
Melissa Leo in The Fighter. Is it Haley?
Mm-hmm.
Steinfeld? Mm-hmm. Field? For True Grit. And then Jackie Weaver from Animal Kingdom. Haven't even heard of Animal
Steinfeld.
Kingdom.
Steinfeld.
Who are you
Stein.
Picking?
Steinfeld.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Wow. I don't know. You got two actresses from The Fighter in here.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. Everybody is going to go for the Melissa Leo thing. She won the Golden Globe, I think.
I don't know. Hello, Bonham Carter. She's got some good experience under her belt,
I have to say,
too.
I think the whole fighter thing is going to split. And Helena Bonham, I love Helena Bonham Carter.
So that's another King's Speech?
I guess I'm going King's Speech here.
That's pretty much what you've
that's
gone
what
with
it's looking like.
All day today.
Yeah, because Julianne Moore was not nominated.
Uh-uh.
Bad. What are you picking?
We've got
2 minutes left.
I'm going to go with you, because I have no idea.
You have
on
no
that
idea. Benny, who did you pick?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you pick?
I like Amy Adams. I'm going to go with The Fighter still.
Yeah, Amy Adams. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, director.
Director.
Let's go to the biggies.
Darren Aronofsky.
That's right. That's how you say it.
Okay. Aronofsky.
No, you said it right.
All right. Black Swan, and then David O. Russell for The Fighter. Mm. Tom Hooper, for The King's Speech. David Fincher for The Social Network, and Joel and Ethan Coen for True Grit.
Wow, I cannot get behind True Grit because I the John Wayne thing. I'm like, really? Remake a great movie.
I'm gonna take them. I bet you they'll get it.
Been saying that for years. What Pat just said. Well, don't bring out a recreation of a film that was so good. You just
it's 2011. All we do is recycle. That's fine.
Stop recycling.
All right, we don't have anything else.
Movies,
what are you
is.
Picking?
I'm going to go with True Grit on the director for that.
What are you going to go with?
I'm sticking with The Fighter.
Okay.
I'm solid with The Fighter.
I'm actually going to pick Black Swan.
Really?
I'll pick Black Swan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And you know what? We're all going to be, we're all going to lose because Social Network is going to win everything.
Everything.
Because we are so out, we're so not in touch with people at all. Okay. So then best,
can we do cinema,
cinematography.
Gosh, Valerie, get it together.
Cinematography.
Do we have time to do that one?
Yeah,
sure,
we
go
got
for
a few
it.
Minutes. Go ahead.
Are you looking for it? You don't want to do a best original song or best visual
effects?
Yeah,
where is best original song? My list is, like, so out of order.
Coming Home from Country Strong, that would be the...
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow. I See the Light from Tangled. If I Rise from 127 Hours. And then We Belong Together from Toy Story 3, Randy Newman.
Okay, what happened to the songs from Burlesque? What happened to the Cher song?
Really?
What happened?
Really, Pat?
Christina Aguilera, where are you?
Okay.
Best cinematography. You want to do that real fast? We got a minute.
Yeah, I'm going
to
pick. I'm going to pick Coming Home.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll stick with that, too. I think
I'm
going to
go
with
Toy Story.
You just want to throw it in there.
Okay.
Best cinematography. Black Swan, Inception, The King's Speech, The Social Network.
Inception!
I think so, too. That's a
hands down.
Come on. Anything that has to do with all of that. Inception.
Yeah, beautiful movie.
I got you.
Okay, yeah. So I have one message for Hollywood. James Cameron, please do another movie soon. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.